Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello and welcome to Ahead of Pod. It's me, Nikki Glaser. How are you today? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. You know that. Staring out at my backyard. We're about to open up the pool. Not excited about putting on a swimsuit and like having to look at my body. And you know, I do backflips on the diving board. I'm gonna make my dad film me doing them. I'm going to have to face the facts. You can't just not stare at your body all year long. At some point, you do have to look at it. I just don't look down. Do you? It's not because it might be because I just feel disgusting, and I just don't want to see anything that's gonna make me upset. It's also why I don't watch scary movies. It's the same reason I don't look at my legs. I don't like look down at my stomach. I don't like to like itch when I have something like an itch on my back, the part of my back that like gets fat first. I just like don't even want to itch there because I don't want to feel the fold on my like over my belt, not belt, but like the elastic waistband because everything I'm wearing is made of elastic. Yeah, that's the way I think of it. I think my body is like a horror movie. It's Amityville. No, I could watch that one. What's one that I just do not want to watch? Oh, like Hostel. Anything where people are being like tortured mercilessly, I'm not really into watching that. But I love a good like implied brutality and like creepiness. Like I love a Seven. You saw there were scenes in Seven that were truly disturbing, but most of it was just like after the fact, like photographs and like, you know, like the parts that stand up is like, you know, her head's in the box, but you don't see her head. Maybe you do see her head in the box, but like, I don't know. It's not over the top, like jump scares as much. Well, there was one when he's walking through the apartment and the guy, they think the guy's dead and then he comes back to life. That's fucking truly terrifying. That was in Seven. Seven really creeped me out, man. Yeah, that was a movie that really did a number on me. There were several in my childhood, but yeah, that's how I feel about looking at my own body. I just don't want to have to do it. Some people love it. And there have been times when I loved it. And honestly, a time was probably like 2 days ago. Like sometimes you just like lift up. Girls, do you do that? Guys do it too. I know they do. You go in your bathroom and you lift up your shirt and you just like see your stomach and stand to the side and just see like what's going on there. Do you guys do that? I probably do that every morning. And unintentionally too. It's not like time for my morning stomach check. It's just like, I just do it. Probably just like, I'm just assuming I do it. I don't really know that I do, but it just seems like something that I do every day now that I think about it. But I'm not excited to get into a swimsuit. I don't want to do that yet. But my mom the other day commented that I look good. And, which felt really nice because she's someone who doesn't bullshit, you know. If you don't look skinny, then you won't really hear much from. She's not gonna like be like, you look great if you don't look great. She's just honest. And but I think it was because I was wearing these pants. Like I'm already discrediting it, but I was wearing pants that like really suck you in. Like they're an inch thick, and they make you look like you have no lumpiness. So smooth. Yoga pants are so deceptive. Good ones, man, they're just like Spanx, dude. They can make you look so good. So I think I was actually tricking my mom into thinking that it was good. But I really haven't been doing anything besides running. Running has been so fun every day. And my leg isn't hurting. I realized my Achilles tendon pain was coming from me mentally. Because the only time it would hurt was when I put on my gym shoes. It would start hurting, even before I started running. What the fuck is that? As soon as I realized that, I was like, this is mental. And then it went away. It's the beauty of it. My mom is going, the doctor, the book I read that I tell everyone to read about, you know, healing back pain, Dr. John Sarno. Apparently they made a documentary about him that I'm going to make my mom watch with me and my dad this weekend at some point. We've got a lot of TV to catch up on. I've been working my tail off. Yesterday, really put in a lot of hours packed day. I got a nap in. I got a run in. I hung out with my family a little bit, but really I worked all morning through evening. No free time. Well, I guess there was free time. I mean, I had to go to the pharmacy. I had to go grocery shopping. That didn't feel like free, though. I'll tell you that. Out in the world, that sucks. But I just feel immense guilt that I have a script due and that every chance I should get. I felt bad posting things on Instagram because the people that are expecting this script from me might be like, so she's posting her yearbook on Instagram, which, by the way, I am, and it's really entertaining. I'm going to make a highlighted Instagram story of all of it pretty soon here. It's just fun to go back through old yearbooks and reminisce and try to make jokes along the way. It's just been a blast. So I hope you enjoy that. And you should be. It's pretty good. But I feel bad putting that stuff out because, you know, I have something due that people could see. It's like Andrew Collin today during my fucking radio show. We just finished taping that an hour or so ago. And Andrew, during the show, was totally distracted. I could tell he was looking down. I could see him on Zoom. He wasn't engaged in what I was in the middle of some long-winded speech, but I, even as I was talking, I was like, Andrew's not paying attention. And then I finally call him on it because I keep thinking he's going to pop out of it and he's not. I'm like, I felt like a teacher and one of the students isn't listening. So eventually I called him out for it and he was like, sorry. And he was like, it was just 2 seconds. And I was like, no, it was going on for minutes. I just finally snapped. And he goes, I swear to God, I was listening. And I was like, I have the proof. We're videotaping this on Zoom. Like, you know, not video, but we're it's filming. I can show you yourself tuning out. You put your head down as you were staring in your lap. You're really bad about even looking that you were on your phone. Then he goes, you're right. I actually posted an Instagram post. He fucking posted. And not just a picture, you guys. He posted a thing that he had to write in his notes. He screenshotted it and then posted it. And then wrote a caption for it in the middle of the fucking show as he was on, one of three people on air. I mean, I can't even, it's infuriating me to even talk about. So when you wonder why I get mad at Andrew Collin, that could be why. It was really funny though. It was really funny catching him. But the point is that I feel bad getting caught doing something else that is actually work. You know, posting on my Instagram is work. During when I should be doing other work. So last night I did the Focus Mate. You know, I talked about it yesterday. I fucking did it, you guys. It's weird and it takes balls to do. You got to be think outside the box a little bit. Focusmate.com. You link up with someone else who has to get something done and you quickly chat about what you are both going to get done. And then you get to work. And then at the end, the alarm goes off and then you guys both share what you did and then you're done. And it flew by. I got my shit done. But then I just kept working after I got on a roll and then I just went back right back into it and I finished what I needed to do before I went to bed last night. And then I could not sleep last night. Even though my work was done, my body was still already prepared to go to sleep having stuff due. I didn't think I was going to get it done. So I was still waking up every hour. I'm like bouncing up and down in my chair because it was like I would jolt awake. And then my skin was itching. Like, I just couldn't sleep last night. So I'm pretty, and I got to meditate today for sure. I haven't done that shit yet. But I did a radio show already. I had a good conversation with some friends, caught up with some people. It's just like a lot is going on. So I got a lot of things to do. I have to go because I have to jump on something now. What did I want to tell you? I guess, I really recommend Focus Mate. This girl that had 81 Focus Mate sessions. That means she's put in almost 81 hours of work. And that is so cool. It's such a good way to get things done. It just reminded me of working at Starbucks across the table from someone. So it was just like, and I was like, what if I meet my husband this way? Like, this will be the cutest way to meet someone, is to be like, we both are bad at procrastinating, and then we met on Focus Mate. It's like the newest You've Got Mail. I'm gonna write it. Yeah, right. I don't write anything. Yes, I do. I finished it. I got it sent last night. But then in my inbox today, I got the next episode that I need to write of the show. And I'm like, I'm writing a show about living with my parents while I'm in the room with my parents as I'm trying to write a scene about how my dad is being overbearing. And then like the dad and I'm trying to picture the dad I want to cast instead of my dad, because I get it's too much, dude. I cannot handle these conversations I'm having with my parents in my head as I write this show. I have to cast them. I think I'm going with Alec Baldwin and, Judith Light, I would have picked. She was so good and Transparent. But Alec Baldwin is the dad now for me. I have to write an episode about her and her dad. And I just can't make it my dad. It's too weird. So it's going to be Alec Baldwin because that's my dream casting for it. And he said he wanted to work with me on Stern. So I'm going to hold him to that. You guys, I got to go. I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this. I'll see you tomorrow on the, I won't see you, but you'll hear me and you know how it works. It's a podcast. You've been here before. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great one. You're the best. I don't really know you, so don't take that. Like, that sounds insincere, but you're the best if you made it through this podcast and you're still interested. Thank you for being interested in my life like this, and I hope I'm providing some sort of solace and entertainment. We're all struggling. We're all struggling. Okay, stay well, and squirt, squirt, jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.